Welcome to the Faith Flex Podcast, your sanctuary for soulful exploration and practical wisdom, where spiritual growth joins together with the hustle of daily life. I'm your host, Monica Roxanne. I'm so glad you decided to join me and countless others because this is your moment for reflection, for growth, for real life change. Whether you're seeking a whisper of inspiration or a robust blueprint for action, the Faith Flex Podcast stands as a testament to the daring spirit within all of us. So, to my pursuers and my dreamers, to my doers and believers, our journey awaits. Welcome.
Hey fam, it's your girl, your host, Monica Roxanne, and I'm excited about this week's episode because we're going to talk about living authentically, aligning actions with faith. Whew, I love it. So let's talk about authenticity, guys. Authenticity is the quality of being genuine, true to oneself, and aligns one's actions with their beliefs and value. Being authentic, it really involves sincerity, honesty, and transparency in one's interactions and choice. So in the context of faith, really authenticity really extends to living in accordance to our faith-based principles, our teachings, and your belief. And that's why we're having this conversation today, because listen, we need to live our authentic life, live and be our authentic selves. It's just so sad sometimes when I see people trying to code switch in the church. And for those who don't know what code switching is, it's basically you show up in a room and you may have to change your dialect from maybe an accent to a non-accent, or you may have to wear your hair a certain way for a different environment. And so oftentimes when you find people, even in professional careers, we talk about code switching. And so more so in the minority community, where they talk about going into main European or Caucasian communities where they feel like they can't be their authentic selves. They can't wear their natural hair. They can't wear the, you know, strong and bright colors because that's not the majority norm. But they have to code switch and kind of, not say dumbing down, but they have to change how they approach in that environment or be in that environment. But the Bible is clear that he's perfected us. And so we should live our authentic lives. Now, part of that doesn't mean that we just completely wall out. So let's be clear. Authenticity really talks about us walking in faith with intention so that we are operating with a strong sense of sincerity and honesty and transparency in our interactions and our choices. Let's be authentic. Let's be our genuine, true self. So if someone asks about our likes and dislikes, we can be honest about it without the need to explain. If we want to say no, just say no without the need to explain. And be comfortable in the fact that you're not abnormal. Be comfortable in the fact that you are blessed and there is you are strategically made, and it's okay to live your authentic life. And so let's talk about that a little bit. So there is a quote that I came across that says, living authentically as a Christian means being transparent about our struggles and failures while also proclaiming the transformative power of Christ in our lives. That's powerful. Living authentically as a faith-based believer means being transparent about our struggles and failures, not hiding them, not over-spiritualizing them, none of that. It means to be authentic and say, yes, I struggle with this. Yes, I've made a lot of mistakes, but because I pursue God, even in the midst of my mistakes, he has changed me. I've become a better person. I've learned my lessons, increased my character, and now I have hope. And that's the beauty of living authentically. It's being your perfectly imperfect self, because God's power has you covered. So when I drove into the Bible, the Bible really talks about the importance of integrity, honesty, and sincerity in our actions. So Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3 says, the integrity of the upright will guide them, but the crookedness of the treacherous will destroy them. So integrity, honesty, and sincerity of our actions, meaning we are confident that what we're doing is the right thing, it's the truthful thing, and we are confident that our actions will represent what we believe. Matthew chapter 5, verse 37 says, but let your statement be yes or no, because anything beyond these is of evil. What does it mean? It means that let your yea be yea and your no be no. Be a good person of character, that as you commit to something, you understand that your yes is of who you are and your no is of who you are, because you're doing it out of good, honest integrity, not because someone's bullied you in it, not because you're trying to get a title, not because you want to be the front of the line or sit on the front row, but all because you want to be the best representation of Christ through his perfect will and his perfect works, with good integrity, with honesty and sincerity. So how do we leverage our faith for authentic living? I think oftentimes we don't take enough time to really think about, when we are faith-based believers, what does it really mean to be authentic? And I think our faith really just serves as a guiding light or a guidepost in living authentically. Our faith, what we believe, what the word says, gives us guidance on our steps. Like, my favorite book of the Bible is Proverbs. Proverbs tackles just about every form of life, prospect of life, every crevice, every walk, every trial and tribulation, every thought process. It really tackles it with wisdom, integrity, and honesty. And I believe that even as we all know, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 talks about wisdom is the principal thing, and in all thy getting, get knowledge and understanding. But if you follow the next verse, it actually says that wisdom will embrace you. And I'm like, what? Wisdom embraces me? But that's because once you gain wisdom, you're able to understand your faith walk, your purpose, and your destiny. And then you're able to live out your life in your true self. So as faith guides us in living authentically, we are able to anchor ourselves in our beliefs and our values by gaining the clarity and the strength that we need to stay true to ourselves and who we are. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 reminds us that faith is the certainty of things hoped for and proof of things not seen. So that's why we need to leverage our faith if we want to live an authentic life. Who are we for real? Not who our grandparents wanted us to be, who our friends wanted us to be, who our coworkers want us to be, but who are you in the body of Christ? Who are you? What's your destiny? What's your purpose? What does that look like? And so I think it's so important that we take a moment to just think about, who are we? What are we trying to accomplish? And I think that's the first step into living authentically, is self-reflection, right? Take time to understand your actual beliefs, your actual values, and your motivations in life. What are the things that you want to see in your life? How do you want your life to play out? What are the things that you enjoy? What are the things you don't care about, you're not interested in? And then figure out why. Figure out the why. Why do you like this but don't like that? Figure out the why. Because once you figure out the why, you will really understand your real full commitment to your beliefs and your values. And you can understand why you are motivated to do some things and not other things. Figure out the why. So take the time to really dig deep and self-reflect. Take time to understand your beliefs, your values, and your motivations. The next, I think, is align your actions with your beliefs. So listen, in order to live an authentic life, free, without any hindrances, without any burdens, is to live and align your actions with your belief system. So in order to do that, one, you have to reflect, you have to understand your beliefs, your values, your motivations. Then you have to really understand the why of all of that, which should take a lot of time. That is a continuous process. But then you have to align your actions with your beliefs. And so consistently evaluating your actions to ensure they reflect your faith principles. Okay. So that means when we are studying the word and we're trying to understand God's will for our lives, we have to divide the word correctly. That means we need to study not only just the text itself, but we need to understand history. How does the history associate with the text? We have to understand science. How does science associate with the text? We even have to understand a little bit of math. How does the math associate with the text? Because in that, in order to understand your beliefs, have values and your motivations, then, and once you have the why, you understand the associations, you understand humanity, then you can align your actions, your everyday, how you steward, how you manage, how you grow, how you advance, invest your life, consistently evaluating those actions to ensure that they reflect your faith. So if you say we serve a God that is prosperous and he wants us healthy, then we need to evaluate our lives and our beliefs to ensure that we actually represent that. And that you want to be healthy. And I think everybody does. So we want to be healthy. We want to be prosperous. We don't want to be in lack. But there are things that we have to actually do in order to align our faith and our actions so that it can actually reflect our beliefs. And the next thing is, I think, you know, doing the self-reflection and aligning our actions with our beliefs. I think the next thing is to seek accountability. So listen, accountability is so important. Okay. Once we figure out what are some of the habits that I might need to drop, what are some of the things that we need to do to encourage our actions so that it lines up with our faith, we also need to have people to hold us accountable for that. So it's just like having an accountability partner, right? It's, you know, every year, everyone starts a New Year's resolution, which has to do with, you know, maybe your health or reading more, et cetera. We'll find an accountability partner, because when you have an accountability partner that genuinely wants you to succeed and you both share the same desire to be authentic or the same desire to accomplish the same goal, then you guys will support one another to ensure that both of you cross the finish line. So surround yourself with a community of people that is going to encourage you to be authentic and hold you accountable. So oftentimes we'll hear people say, speak your truth. That is someone holding you accountable for you to be your true, authentic self. Speak your truth. Now, let me say this for the people who are like, I speak my truth all the time and they tell me I'm horrible. Let me be clear. Speaking your truth also comes with maturity. So again, self-reflection will mature you. It will improve your character. It will increase your character so that when you are speaking your truth, you're speaking in such a way that is palatable and it's tangible and is reachable by those who are to receive the truth that you're trying to give. Do not think that speaking your truth in a reckless manner or an abrasive manner, that everyone has to accept it that way. They don't. We don't like bad food when we go out to eat. So if you don't like bad food, then people don't like bad conversations. So no one has to receive abrasive tones or abrasive conversations. But if you are going to speak your truth in such a way, the Bible says in love, so that it's palatable and it will be received well. So again, surround yourself around people who are going to hold you accountable, encourage you to be authentic and speak your truth and be your authentic self. But make sure that you do it in a space that is loving and kind with God's guidance in it. So that self-reflection, align actions with beliefs, and then seek accountability. Next, I would say is embrace your imperfections. Listen, living your authentic self is to love your perfectly imperfect self. Listen, embrace your imperfection, recognizing that authenticity doesn't mean perfection. I need everyone to hear me. That authenticity does not mean perfection. He's not looking for perfection. For the love of heaven, the God we serve is not looking for perfection. What he's looking for is a humble and surrendered heart. So embrace your imperfections. Recognize that authenticity doesn't mean perfection, but rather it means that you're genuinely growing and learning. Listen, as we pursue him, as we grow as individuals, we know that God is that he will perfect us. Well, he is going to perfect us. He's going to confirm us, as the word says. So continue to seek him. Pursue him. Seek ye the kingdom of God first. Why? Because we will genuinely grow and become better individuals when we embrace who we are right here in the moment. We will say, you know what? I can do this a little better. Let me take a class, or let me spend an extra amount of time, or let me learn something new. God, help me with this. Guide my hand, guide my thoughts, guide my understanding by being who you are. But Don't let perfectionism paralyze you for walking in your true self. Speak your truth, but don't think that perfection qualifies you as a gold star for you to get to heaven, because that's not it. He's looking for you to submit to him, lean on him, because we're all are not perfect. Here's another thought or quote I would say is, authenticity in the Christian life is not about pretending to be flawless, but about bracing our imperfections and allowing God to work through them for his ultimate glory. Listen, authenticity is not about pretending to be flawless. It has nothing to do with it, but it's all about embracing our imperfections and allowing God to do his perfect work in us for his glory. Last but not least, I think the greatest step in living your authentic self is practicing grace. You're going to continue to hear it on the FaithFlex podcast, because grace, 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 we all need grace. Extend grace to yourself and to others, because we're all trying to navigate this journey of living authentically. Extend grace. Extend grace to yourself. We just talked about, stop trying to pretend that you're perfect. No one cares. But extend grace to yourself and then extend it to others, because we're all of us, every single one of us, are trying to just walk this path, this journey that many of us, we haven't seen before. And we're just trying to figure it out. And so as we support one another in our journey and our walk, as we support one another in what we're doing, extend grace. So if we stumble, extend grace. Even if you may have to shift your relationship levels and capacity with one another, that's okay. Just extend grace and know that God will support us, because he wants us to grow and be healthy Christians and believers in this faith, so that the world can look to us and see him through us. I think it's important. Make sure you practice grace. So, like, living authentically is really important. But living authentically for Christ really involves embodying his teachings while embracing our unique identities. There's only one of us. Like, there's only one Monica Roxanne, and there's only one of you. So while we're embracing our unique identities, I think we should jump over to Romans chapter 12, verse 2, where it says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove that the will of God is that which is good and acceptable and perfect." Man, it's okay. Embody our God's teaching. Embody the word. Embrace who you are. Because here's the thing. As we continue to grow and mature, that you may prove that the will of God, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Because you're living your authentic self. So being authentic, it allows us to shine God's light in the world that often values conformity over sincerity. We don't want to be part of the world. We want to be our unique selves, as God has created us to be, has ordained us to be. I know that oftentimes in churches, you know, leadership responsibilities are great when you're a pastor and you're a first lady and you're a trustee and you're a deacon and all of those things. But don't forget that God only created you, and don't judge other people based on your measure of faith, of acceptance, but allow people to grow and stumble and fall as they try to figure out their purposes and how they're going to live their life, and live it authentically. Because remember, being authentic allows us to shine God's light in the world that often asks us to conform to their way. And they prefer over being good of integrity, honesty, and sincerity. So with that said, I hope this episode blessed you this week. And remember, if it did, remember to like, share, and subscribe. And I hope you will join me next week for another episode as we continue to flex our faith. Until next time, thanks everybody.
And that's a wrap on today's soul-stirring episode of the Faith Flex podcast. I hope you're leaving feeling uplifted and equipped to turn your everyday experience into stepping stones for spiritual growth and practical living. Thank you for tuning in and sharing your time with me. Be sure to subscribe, share it with your friends, and leave a review if you enjoy the journey today. Your support means the world to me, and it helps bring this message to more listeners who are searching for harmony between their spiritual walk and action. Until next time, remember to flex your faith.